7:33 a.m. We're in studio with the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report and our lead political reporter at the Tennessee Star on the web at TennesseeStar.com, TennesseeStar.com. So just a reminder, Aaron, you're going to be covering the event tonight, the big Epic Times 5th Congressional District Republican candidate debate. It's going to be downtown. You can get tickets, free tickets, go to Eventbrite, just plug in the Epic Times debate. Also sponsored by Young Republicans of Nashville and the Nashville Republican Women. Two of the major candidates are dodging the debate, Beth Harwell and retired Brigadier General Kurt Winstead. Three will be there: Andy Ogles, Mayor of Maury County, Jeff Beierlein, the former major in the Army, and
combat veteran,
and Trace Whitam, the state Senate aide. So they'll be there, but Winstead and Harwell will not be there. It's going to have an unusual format. It's going to be live streamed across the nation by Epic Times, and subject matter experts, including Carol Swain on education, Gordon Chang on China, Hans von Spakovsky on election integrity, will be there. Should be quite an interesting event. You'll be there. You'll be covering and reporting it. I'll be there just observing and, you know, learning. But so there's that. Then also, can you give us an update on the process by which the Tennessee Supreme Court is going about identifying and making public information available about the candidates they are considering for the next Attorney General of the state of Tennessee? The Constitution gives the Tennessee Supreme Court, in a very unusual way, and only state in the union where it's done, the Attorney General of the state is selected by the Supreme Court, which, of course, is appointed by the governor and confirmed by the General Assembly. Herb Slattery, the current Attorney General, said he's not going to go for another 8-year term. We're at July 12th. We have no idea what the Supreme Court is doing on this. Do you call them like every day, and what do they say?
Crickets. That's what they say. They say nothing. They back in May, we reached out and said the information would be forthcoming. We spoke with their press department over at the state Supreme Court. They said the information would be forthcoming in a couple weeks, and now we hear on the July 12th, and we still hear nothing.
Crickets.
So this
Tennessee Supreme Court, and this is an example of the constitutional flaw that we have in the Tennessee Constitution that gives one branch of government exclusively the ability to appoint a very important job and in the executive branch, which really shouldn't have anything to do with the judicial branch, the Attorney General office. And yet, institutionally, the Tennessee Supreme Court is jealously guarding this prerogative embedded in our Constitution. And frankly, they're not providing transparency to the process. Why do Tennesseans care about it? Well, because the Attorney General's an important job, and the Attorney General should fight aggressively for the 10th Amendment rights of the state of Tennessee and for every Tennessee citizen against the ongoing encroachments of the national federal government.
And I think that recent issues created by the Biden administration, of course, you know, they tried to implement a nationwide vaccine mandate for people working for companies that had 100 or more people, things like that, have put the Attorney General's role of each state in the country under a increased microscope. So I'm also seeing an undercurrent of people who are calling for the General Assembly to hold advisory, informal hearings on the next Attorney General in order to give the public a chance to sort of vet this. Again, this is that would be informal and advisory, but the public and their representatives It is very fair to wonder how the next Attorney General or the applicants for that job would answer questions on federal overreach. Would they take up I would be interested, since I've reported a lot on it, would they take up the cause of the National Guardsmen and
That's
sue the federal government over
Herb
that
Slattery
mandate?
Herb Slattery is not taking up their charge.
No, and they won't comment on that one either, by the way.
Yeah, so this is all not good, and it's lacking transparency. In this instance, we're calling for checks and balances institutionally, which are not embedded in the Constitution. The Supreme Court, the Tennessee Supreme Court, is resisting that. The governor is not commenting on it. The person who is rumored to be the rubber stamp that the governor wants, who's a center-left judge and now is chief operating officer of the state, Brandon Gibson, is not commenting on what her philosophy is. I have some interesting news, though, that just developed. If you look at this, Aaron, what we find is, although the Tennessee state constitution specifies the manner by which the attorney general and reporter, only state where it's the attorney general and reporter, essentially the clerk of the Supreme Court, is that the reporter duties, the process by which that person is selected is exclusively the province of the Tennessee Supreme Court. The duties and responsibilities of the attorney general do not lie in the Supreme Court. They are actually defined by statute, that is, by the Tennessee General Assembly. And just as the Tennessee General Assembly provides those duties and responsibilities, it could and might take those duties away.
So all the more reason for them to have an advisory capacity at the very least in order to help select the next attorney general, since they can... As you to paraphrase what you just said, they can giveth and they can taketh away the responsibilities.
Well, and they could create a new position, as you know was suggested here yesterday,
interesting,
in studio by John Harris. And actually, it's very he would have called this new position. The Tennessee General Assembly could remove almost all of the duties of the Attorney General. They could keep the reporter duties to be the clerk of the Supreme Court, and could create a new position. John Harris suggested the Solicitor General of the state of Tennessee, give all the duties to represent the state of Tennessee, and all the personnel could move it over to this new job, Solicitor General, and then the people would have an input into the philosophy of the person representing the interests of the state of Tennessee. That was a suggestion from John Harris.
Of course, another suggestion I've heard a lot is with so many ambitious politicians in the General Assembly and around the state, how come we don't elect our state attorney general?
Well, I will answer that. That is, I tell you, we will never pass a constitutional amendment here to elect a state attorney general. And the reason for that is it requires a constitutional amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And there is within the bar of Tennessee a strong opposition to direct election of attorney general, even though like 44 states do that.
Yep.
Frankly, if you want to have the attorney, and that wouldn't make any difference on the next 8 years,
right?
At all. I'll tell you this: if you want to have an attorney general or solicitor general, mm-hmm, if they create that position responsive to the people, well, the way to do that is to correct the constitutional flaw, and which you could do by legislation, and give those authorities and give the Tennessee General Assembly a voice in this matter. And I think they deserve a voice in the matter. And I'll tell you who agrees with me.
1 minute.
James Madison and the other founding fathers. Checks and balances, separation of powers.
It's hard to argue with Madison.
It's hard to argue with James Madison. And I am channeling James Madison here when we're talking about the constitutional flaw and sort of, I would say, the institutional lack of transparency by the Tennessee Supreme Court in the process by which they are now in the process of selecting a new attorney general. We'll have more on this when we get back. Did you want to add one last bit?
I think I should start asking around on what the people's opinion in the General Assembly is on the subject.
I think you just might want to do that. We'll be back with more. It'll be time for News Potpourri when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Aaron Gulbenson. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.